Our guest at the cafe this morning is Dr. Lavelle Hendricks, professor of counseling at A&M Commerce, and many, many other endeavors that Lavelle is involved in. But Lavelle, anyway, good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Dr. John Mark Dempsey?
I'm doing great. And of course, it is Black History Month throughout the month of February, and a number of events going on campus. But in particular, Lavelle, this evening is an event that you had mentioned to me before, and it's the Chancellor Summit on Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion. Now, this is a virtual program, online streaming kind of thing at 5:30 p.m., but it's an awards event. So tell me again a little bit about this.
Sure. This is the second annual. This is the second year we've done it. We hosted it here at A&M Commerce last year, and the Vice Chancellor for the System, Dr. James Hallmark, wanted it to happen again, and because we had done it here at A&M Commerce, he reached out to us again, and we did everything virtually. So that's a great thing. Look forward to this evening honoring 11 colleagues throughout the entire A&M system. But keep in mind, Dr. John Mark Dempsey, it actually starts at 10:45 in the morning, and it culminates with the award ceremony at 5:30. We have speakers talking about inclusion, speakers talking about social justice issues and so forth. Dr. Chris Kemp Graham and Dr. Martha Macaro Sierra from our social work and ed leadership for some of the speakers. So got a lot of great personalities throughout the day.
Mm-hmm. And is there a particular website people should go to get connected with this?
Easily go to the Texas A&M University System website and look for the Chancellor's Summit on Diversity, Equity, Inclusion. No cost for it. It is absolutely phenomenal. And I'm very happy, Dr. John Mark, A&M Commerce. Yes, A&M Commerce is leading in the number of registrants for the summit. We have close to over 1,000 who've already registered for it. So that's great. Appreciate Dr. Mark Rubin and Dr. John Humphreys for their support on this summit.
Well, I imagine Dr. Lavelle Hendricks has something to do with that. That too.
They pushed me to get things done, but that's okay. A good push, a good shove every now and then is a wonderful thing, but it's great for the entire system.
Okay, so that'll be going on pretty much throughout the day, but then an awards program at 5:30 p.m. Yes. Let's talk a little bit about Black History Month, and in particular as it relates to A&M Commerce, some of the major figures over the course of the years. And we're talking, by the way, with Dr. Lavelle Hendricks, professor of counseling at A&M Commerce. First name comes to mind, Lavelle, is Dr. David Talbot.
No if any buts about it. A scholar, a gentleman, someone that I was very fortunate to get to know, happy that we have the building named in his honor on campus, the David Talbot Hall of Languages. Dr. Talbot was also a professor in the Department of Counseling where I'm located now, and he served as, of course, a special advisor to numerous presidents here at the university. He's also professor emeritus here in the Department of Counseling. We have scholarships named in his honor that a living legacy to continue to help students across the spectrums here at the university. Dr. Mm-hmm. David Talbot, a name we can't forget.
I'm going to get to Ivory Moore here in a minute, but one just occurred to me, and I just saw this on Facebook, and I wanted to mention it before I forget. And I think I'm not sure who it was that shared this on Facebook, but this was a television piece out of Detroit, and it was on James Thrower.
Yes.
He was an athlete here, and of course, we have now the Thrower Center on the north side of the fieldhouse, which is a great facility for A&M Commerce athletes. But he was a football star and track star here and went on to great things after he left A&M Commerce or East Texas State.
Yes, he has been a strong supporter of the university. He owns multiple fast food franchises. Mm-hmm. Last time he was on campus, he was in my state, down in New Orleans, opening up another establishment there. But he's been very generous in his giving to the university, and I appreciate Tim McMurray, our athletic director, and the leadership that he's provided and the support that he put forward to bring the James Thoreau Center to fruition. So it's absolutely phenomenal. It's great. It's wonderful.
We'll make a link to that video. I think it may have been Blake Cooper that shared that, as a matter of fact. I'll find that. And then I've already mentioned Ivory Moore, who was the mayor of Commerce for many years.
Yes, Mr. Ivory.
But of course, Ivory was a professor at the university too.
Ivory was our first administrator. He was the dean of multicultural affairs and Halliday Student Services building. Dr. Talbert was the first African American faculty member here, and Ivory Moore was the first African American administrator
here
at the time at East Texas State University.
I see. Did Ivory teach at any time, or was he strictly an administrator?
Surprising enough, and it's wonderful, Mr. Moore was instrumental back in the early 70s in bringing what is called Mach 3, the TRIO program. He was one of the first ones to write one in the nation, and that program is still in existence here on campus. Ms. Veronica Reed is the director over there now. So Ivory Moore legacy lives here at A&M Commerce. He was on the city council. He's the first African-American mayor here. We got Ivory Moore Park in town. These are just pillars. These are individuals who's shoulders that we're standing on today.
Yeah. Well, Lavelle, I've got some melted hot chocolate with sea salt whipped cream for you here.
Oh, my goodness. I'm telling you, and it tastes so wonderful on this wonderful day here. Thank you, because it's so cold right now. So thank you very much.
Dr. Lavelle Hedricks is not associate professor anymore. He's a professor of counseling at A&M Commerce. And of course, we've been talking about Black History Month activities. So, Lavelle, thanks for taking the time, and everyone, you're listening to Morning Edition. We're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.